The Last Song of the Canary. To the Ruhr Valley in its time of the great escape from the coal mines. Earth is a serpent. Its buildings are floating freckles. Earth casts its skin and proceeds. With no time for a fast farewell. With no understanding of the cycle of place. With no absolution from the old trees that we took down. And no garden to make to protect our memory from dying. Houses drift in the vacant waters. Houses drift in the vacant waters. Scars in the earth don't heal. These scars that we furrowed when we followed a lust for ruin. And when we went further down. No matter how blue the sky, it won't reflect on a soot black window. No matter how warm the earth, it won't protect the smothering rose. No matter if built from concrete or from cardboard, the houses won't fly and migrate, nor withstand the rage from within the earth. From a below that we challenged once comes this rage, now boiling up. We try to make peace with the place, though time will not put out the flames, nor return the coal back to the depth. Time is a grave witness of losses, but we failed in just giving up. The coal mine became a museum, the metal towers a landmark of the place, and we fought for the earth not to collapse. Still the houses go down. There is dread in the deep veins of the dirt. Time doesn't go back. Time does not change. Even though we create a new memory for things, for the people, the earth, the coal, and the dirt. What is the fault of the children that yet cannot spell the word mine? What is the fault of those who thought of the mine as a journey beneath the skin of the earth? What is the fault of those whose inherited houses fell into the abyss? We fall, but we cannot act, except for delaying the nothingness a bit. We fall, but we can tell the miners not to dig anymore, here or there, or in a handful of earth, suffering on its way down. We can apologize to the cities that we based on deadly bets, we can tell. And the mine will become a museum of our deeds, and our cities will become cities that survived wars and feverish digging. And when we somewhere hear metallic sounds, we close our ears, without observing that there is no canary's tune, without noticing the rage of the earth. A rage that will extend from a far deep shaft to the safest of cities.
We want to go on, leaving the view or the bench behind and dealing with what we cannot see. Somewhere that light no longer reaches. The underground spaces left by mining. There are several paths that lead from our viewing point. We want to take a specific one. With the steep staircase behind you, take the gravel path to your left. Walk leisurely along the young grove. Stay on the path. Follow its gentle curve. You will soon come to a fork in the road where two large concrete architectures appear in front of you. The former cooling towers of the Bochumer Verein. From there, I will guide you on. On your way there, you will hear parts of our conversation with Katarina Markova, an artist who worked daily in the remaining mine shafts for many months. She has walked the underground abandoned corridors and holes that crisscross the West Park. Here, just below, are barely known rooms and paths underground, accessible through small holes in the ground. Do you remember the sounds you heard today between each track? They are the songs of the underground passages from the inner life of the West Park, which Katarina recorded during her tours.
Also dieses Projekt hat gestartet eigentlich mit meinem Interesse an dem Boden, aber nicht aus irgendwelche.
This project started with my interest in the ground, but it was not a nationalistic interest. More from a geological and biological perspective on the soil. Then I came to understand, quite naive, that if I would be in the ground, I could understand the soil better. I met a young man from a community interested in the underground spaces beneath the West Park. And thereby appeared the possibility to enter this very specific hole in the West Park. This hole became very important to me. I planned a performative installation dealing with this hole. This also included a live performance, which took place at the entrance of the hole. I spent a lot of time in the hole. For several months, I was visiting the hole nearly every day. With hole, I mean this open spot where you could go underground, but I also mean all the rooms and spaces that are behind the entrance.
Eingang in das Loch.
You are now at the fork in the road. Before your eyes, between the trees, two large concrete architectures stand out. These used to be the cooling towers of the Bochumer Verein steel casting plant. Go left, along the wide gravel path lined by birch trees in the middle. As soon as you reach the large fork in the road, from where a path leads downhill to the right, wait a moment. I will direct you from there. What we found fascinating about Katarina's work is the challenging of our perspective. We, as inhabitants of the Ruhr region, tend to see the remnants of the mining industry only as such places where we mourn the end of our history or, depending on our mood and social circumstances, imagine a new history of a higher culture, of the fine arts or progressive politics. But the terrain is more complex than that. Maybe we oversee and miss a potential encounter. There are objects, animals, and sceneries around us, but they do not wait for us to discover them. They are just here, beneath us. Only a few meters from here is a hole Katarina speaks about. Follow the gravel road.
Genau, ich habe dann mehr so nachgedacht, wie kann ich dieses Loch irgendwie in Erscheinung bringen.
I was thinking about the question, how to make this hole appear. about the specific moment of appearance. To get a glimpse of it, and in the next moment, it's already gone again. This resembles one moment in the hole where I used an analog camera with a flashlight for the first time. During that moment, I thought, wow, I understand this room now. But I was blinded directly after, and totally lost the understanding of the space again. The spatial and acoustical experience in the hole is totally different from anything above the surface. It also made a huge difference if I entered the hole by day or by night, and then of course, the compact darkness in the hole. There is something that gives me the impression of borders disappearing.
Diese kompakte Dunkelheit in dieses Loch, es ist schon etwas, wo ich das Gefühl habe, dass irgendwie das so Grenzen verschwinden.
You have arrived at the fork in the road. And do you already have a feeling for the holes and tunnels under your feet? Can you perceive the changes that have taken place here? Some distance in front of you, you can see a high wall painted with graffiti. A few layers below the colorful paintings that can be seen on the large wall now is a huge graffiti. It says, "Racism kills." You can't see it at this moment, but it is still there. It was painted to commemorate those murdered in the right-wing extremist terrorist attack in Hanau in 2020. Gökhan Gültekin, Sedat Gürbüz, Said Nesar Haşemi, Mercedes Kirpaç, Hamza Kurtovic, Willi Viorel Paun, Fatih Saracoğlu, Ferhat Unvar, Kauyan Veukov. Today, "Rassismus tötet," racism kills, is written there in memory of the victims of the racist attack in Hanau in 2020. The victims are commemorated by naming them. Please take the slightly downhill footpath from here. An eye catcher for orientation is the outstandingly high former water tower, which stands in front of you on the horizon. Follow this path down to the lower part of the park. It takes you along the wall, around a corner, over a small bridge, continuing toward the tall water tower. We approach the Ruhrtriennale from the back of the Jahrhunderthalle. This will take you directly to our next fork in the road, from where a staircase leads down a few steps. From there, I will lead you on in a few minutes.
Diese Frage der Sichtbarkeit ist dann die Frage nach dieser überbelichtete Sichtbarkeit.
For me, the question of appearance became a research for overexposed visibility. I was interested in how the light would not simply disappear in the dark. For example, the shimmering light of light worms becomes invisible in the city lights. It is impossible in an overexposed environment to pick out or identify these other sources of light. And I'm asking myself, what kind of praxis is connected with the thoughts and types of knowledge?
Katharina's work is a reflection on how to make a landscape or an object appear in an appropriate way. This could be connected to the question of how to act responsibly in an environment that is strongly influenced by human activity and production. Earlier today, we heard about the eternity tasks engineers face. They need to get rid of the underground water because the whole area is in danger of sinking into it. What does eternity mean in this context? Eternity is such an overwhelming notion that it's hard to process at all. But maybe Katharina's approach is a good opportunity to understand the eternity problem as a shared one. When you reach the fork in the road, a staircase leads down between two rusty steel walls. In front of you, the water tower rises into the sky. Go down the steps and continue straight ahead. The path leads you between the long brick building on your left and the two cooling towers on your right. When you reach the end of the brick building, follow the path on the right, along the modern metal facade of the pump house and further around its corner to the left.
Dann hat diese Spekulation eigentlich angefangen, ob diese Orte, die eigentlich...
So, I started speculating if these spaces, which remind us of the industrial collapse, the collapse of production, could be conceptualized in a different way. Not in this positive sense, like Jahrhunderthalle, which is somehow a monument of a new kind of production, but more like an abandoned space. Then I started speculating which potentials this place offers. The plenty of things one could do here. On a material level, to think about the condition of the soil, the substrate, when formerly there was a heavy industrial production going on here. What can we do now to protect the groundwater? Which plants can we put in the soil that do not poison animals? That's how I imagine responsibility should be.
You will come to the square of the water tower. You pass it. Continue straight ahead. We are approaching the Ruhrtriennale. You are at the end of our journey together. To the left, around the building, is the entrance to the Jahrhunderthalle. On its forecourt is a moonscape. By the way, you can discover the book of the poet Lina Atfa, whose poem you heard on the other side of the West Park, in the small festival library on the forecourt of the Jahrhunderthalle. That was Zwischentage. We are glad you were there. We wish you a wonderful further visit to the Ruhrtriennale. Oh yes. Can you still remember the beginning? The walls in the Gelsenkirchen train station?